This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right. This episode today is a rebroadcast of an episode that we aired back in 2016 on the five love languages. It was a very popular episode and continues to be found and listened to over and over and over again a few years later, 4 years later. Wow. And I'm rebroadcasting it today in celebration of Valentine's Day. And it can really help you. Honestly, it can really help. I've read this book. I've used it and utilized the ideas that I learned about in the book in my marriage. And so is my wife. She read it. We both read it together, which helps. And, you know, we understand what one another's love language is. We understand what makes the other feel loved. And it's different for everybody. Each person has their own special love language. And it can be such an incredible tool to really bring back that, you know, that feeling that you get when you first meet somebody, the beginnings of a relationship. And, you know, it's so easy, it's so effortless, that spark, that passion, that love is there. And, you know, you're ready and willing, you'll jump up and do whatever it is that he or she says. And you are constantly thinking about that person, the butterflies are there. But of course, towards end of the relationship, once you get into it, after a little while, that initial spark just kind of fades away. And that can lead to complacency, that can lead to boredom, that can lead to a lack of connection. And the beautiful thing about knowing your partner's love language is that it allows you to tap back into that spark and reignite it and come back to it whenever you need to. Because really the best trick that I've learned, I'm no relationship expert, you know, I'm not somebody who can counsel others on relationships, but I have learned a thing or two, and probably one of the best tricks, so to speak, or principles rather, that I've learned on sustaining a healthy, lasting, passion-fueled, happy relationship is to always, as often as you possibly can, remind yourself of the beginning of how it was when you first started dating, or when you first met, or when you first got married, that spark, to always make it feel like it's a new, fresh relationship. That approach has helped myself and my wife so much, in addition to knowing one another's love language. So that's enough of me babbling on here. I'm just going to transition right into this episode on the five love languages. I'll also link up the book and the audiobook and the summary versions of this that we've published over at getflashnotes.com for you as well in the show notes. Other than that, enjoy this episode. Love you guys. Today we are talking about the five love languages. The five love languages, the secret to love that lasts. So this is a classic book I want to share with you some of the big ideas from, written by Gary Chapman, called The Five Love Languages. We've got the full book summary available for you, of course, at getflashbooks.com. But today I want to just do a quick overview of this book because it's a powerful book, man. It's a very simple book and it's been out for a very, very long time, a couple of decades now. It sold several million copies and there's a reason why it's still a bestseller, because this stuff just works. It works. It basically, in the book, he tells us that, look, love is a language, just like English, Chinese, French, Arabic, and it's a language that in order to communicate with the people around you, you need to understand what love language they speak. In addition, love languages, they've got different dialects, right? Individually specific words and actions within a single love language, right? For instance, we speak English here in the United States, but if you talk to somebody from Oklahoma versus somebody from New York, you're going to get two different dialects, right? From Oklahoma is going to be like, hey, man, let's talk about the five love languages here. We're going that way. And then from New York, you're going to be like, hey, let's talk about the five love languages. You're going to get some coffee, some hot dogs, and we'll talk about the five love languages. You know what I mean? You're going to get it done. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. So it's like two different dialects, totally different dialects. One super slow, one super fast. And so that's also another detail within each language. And so he talks about all of those little details in these five love languages and how to use them and how to identify yours as well as the person that you're in a romantic relationship with, whether that be your partner, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever it is. And so the key here is to find out your love language, right? Express that to your partner, and then also find out your partner's love language and be sure to speak with them in their language specifically. Here are the five love languages. So number one is words of affirmation. Words of affirmation. Number two is quality time. Number three is receiving gifts. Number four is acts of service. And number five is physical touch. So let's dive into just quickly an overview of each one of these. So love language number one, words of affirmation. So words of affirmation are just, you know, verbal compliments, words of appreciation. They're powerful communicators of love, and they're best expressed in simple, straightforward statements of affirmation, right? So for me, words of affirmation is actually my primary love language. So I appreciate it when I'm appreciated, right? When my wife tells me that I've done, you know, a great job with something specific, right? And then she details that and tells me specifically what that was, that goes a long way with me, right? And so when she recognizes certain things that I do and then tells me how much she appreciates that, that really matters to me a lot. And so words of affirmation for some people are super important. This means compliments. It means kind, encouraging words, right? When she builds up my ego, that matters to me, right? So compliments and encouraging words, by the way, those are the two main dialects within this love language. Now, the encouraging words are not about encouraging them to do what you want, by the way. It's rather encouraging their interests, their talents, their strengths, the things that they're already good at, and saying, hey, you can do it, right? There's an example that he gives in the book where he says, you know, there was this husband and wife, and the wife was, you know, she really wanted to be a writer, and she wanted to, you know, do all these things and submit her work to this magazine and all that stuff, but she just didn't have the confidence to do it. And one day, her husband comes home, and she's got her laptop lying around, and she's working on this article that she doesn't think she's ever going to submit to any major magazine. She's just doing it, even though she wants to submit it to a major magazine. She's too afraid. He sits down. He's drinking his coffee. He's reading his wife's article that she's not proud of and is afraid to submit. And he reads it, and then he walks up to her, and he bursts into her office studio, and he says, hey, honey, I just read your article. It was phenomenal. You've got to submit this into whatever magazine. And, you know, this work needs to be read by millions and millions of people. I'm just so amazed by how well you're able to express yourself with words. It's just unbelievable. You create such a clear picture in my mind when I read your writing. And so he's like building her up, and she's like, holy smokes, I didn't, you know, he's never said that to me before. And lo and behold, she ends up actually submitting her stuff to this magazine as a result of her husband's encouraging words, because that really spoke to her. And now she's, you know, a well-published author and writer, columnist, all that good stuff. So, you know, those things really matter. So if your spouse or partner's primary love language is words of affirmation, you should use that, right? Encourage them, compliment them, and do it genuinely. And if yours is words of affirmation, let your spouse know. Let your partner know, boyfriend, girlfriend know. All right. The second love language is about quality time. Quality time. This means, you know, if your mate's primary love language is quality time, that just means simply being there, being present, not looking up and down at your phone, not, you know, thinking about one thing while you're talking to them. It means looking at each other's eyes, being present. The third love language is receiving gifts. Now, this seems like a surface level love language, and sometimes I guess it is, but the key here with someone whose primary love language is receiving gifts is not just getting any old thing, not just spending money on that person, but finding something meaningful that's tailored specifically for them. That could be making something. Doesn't have to be mean spending money. It could be creating something. It could be as simple as drawing a picture. It could be as simple as writing a poem. It could be as simple as putting together a bracelet, right? But it needs to be something that shows that individual that you thought of them, right? That you thought of them. If you're a woman and your man really likes belts, right? And he loves all sorts of different kinds of belts, and he's got a huge collection, and you want to give him a gift that matters a lot, maybe find out what his favorite, you know, figure out what his top two favorite colors are, and get him a belt with those two colors and have his initials engraved on the inside belt buckle. That's a pretty cool gift. That's a meaningful gift if your dude likes belts, right? So that's receiving gifts, love language number three. Love language number four is acts of service. Now, this is my wife's primary love language. Acts of service means things that you do for that person, things that require thought, planning, time, effort, energy, and if done with a positive spirit, they are humongo expressions of love, right? So acts of service are a strong love language. And when done with kindness, done with love, they really go a long way. And so essentially this means, like, if your wife's primary love language is acts of service, right? And you do little things without her having to ask you to do them, then it can go a long way, especially if she's not used to you doing them, right? Like making the bed, if you never make the bed, taking out the trash, if you usually do it, if you wait until it gets really full and freaking flies are flying all around the trash can and she's got to ask you four times before you get off your ass and do it, and you do it resentfully and you do it in a half-hearted way, that's not an act of service. Acts of service are being proactive. It means doing it before someone asks you to do it. So that's acts of service. Love language number four, meaningful acts of service. Number five, love language number five, the final love language, physical touch. Physical touch. So physical touch doesn't mean just like having sex. It means, you know, PDA, right? Holding hands, kissing, embracing. It means communicating emotional love in a physical way. So showing somebody that you love them by not feeling weird about holding their hands and hugging them in public, by giving her a back rub, right? By running your hands through her hair. So, and obviously having sex, but there's other things, right? Love touches. And so these are the emotional lifelines of the people for whom physical touch is the primary love language. So those are the five love languages. Again, a quick recap. Number one, love language number one is words of affirmation. Love language number two is quality time. Love language number three is receiving gifts. Love language number four, acts of service. And love language number five is physical touch. If you want the full book summary again, you can pick that up over at getflashbooks.com. The name of the book is The Five Love Languages, written by Gary Chapman. Until next time, go out there every single day. You know what to do. Live like you give a damn.
Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.